Do you have students who show leadership potential in your ministry? Are you looking to develop or strengthen your student leadership program? DYM would love to invite you to our Student Leadership Conference. It's this summer in three locations: Southern California, Granger, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia. Each conference is taught by Doug Fields and Josh Griffin and other DYM friends. Check out studentleadershipconference.com for more details, including pricing, dates, and exact location. We'd love to see you this summer.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone, and through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at leadertrex.org. And since we love DYM listeners, they always get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10. That's DYM10 at leadertrex.org.
Three, two, one. Hey, everybody, Doug Fields here with the Download Youth Ministry Podcast, episode 313. I'm in a new chair, a new seat. This way, I've been saying for years, I feel like I turned my back to you, Jason. And the only reason I sat there in the first place was to separate Matt McGill from other people, and I had to be in between Matt.
Yeah, you were the UFC referee, is what you were.
But now, I don't really care about looking at the camera, because I never look at the camera. Josh does.
I do. How you guys doing? Good to see you.
And I never have taken my eyes off Katie, the queen, Edwards, and Josh, the co-host, Griffin.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Anyway, you guys, we've been promising a new studio.
Ta-da!
And this is it. Here's the good news. We're in our new studio. The bad news is it's not fully finished. There might be some pounding and some construction next door.
We might have a screen with nothing on it behind us if you're watching.
We have Elliot. Producer Elliot's going to have some difficulty with the sound because this is a concrete floor. But we're fixing it all up. We're happy. We got our home.
Yeah, we're in.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It's beautiful here.
It is beautiful. I mean, it opened 2 weeks ago, and the day it opened, we had a DYM editors group. We had 15 people in for DYM, like insiders that help us create products and put, you know, edit everybody's stuff. 11 of them stayed at my house, slept on the floor. It was like a lock-in.
That's cute.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
For me, because I had none in my house.
Did you have a pillow fight?
No, but it was funny. It was weird to kind of wake up in your own house and be so, like, relationally tired that I would just hide in my room. I didn't even walk into my home office because I'd have to walk through like six guys. And I was just like, I just need like a few waking moments where I'm not talking to anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Kathy and I, we don't really talk in the morning. Are you guys morning talkers?
No. Okay. Get away.
Yeah. So, you know, 32 years of marriage, we've figured out that in the morning we don't, we like a hi and hug and kiss and how are you? But then we just kind of go at our business. Well, that sounds weird.
Yeah. And how are you?
But yeah, we don't talk a lot more. So anyway, I didn't want to talk to some of these guys in the morning. Just give me a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then we came here. So, I mean, it opened up and we were filling this office.
Day one, laughter, fun. The editors group making all the resources on DYM better. And we had a great, great few days with them. It was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is our first time in here. Yeah, this is our first time. For those of you watching, we have a large screen TV behind us, which we're going to like put our advertisers, like this podcast.
Maybe we'll Skype.
313 is brought to you by Orange.
Yeah, we'll put
that's
Orange, the Orange Conference.
.com.
Which before we all leave, we have the date and the time for the live.
Oh, yes. Baby.
At Orange. See you there.
So for sure, we're doing the live podcast.
I'm so excited.
Will this episode be on before the conference?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It will. I have no clue.
Yeah, it's in like a couple weeks.
It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's in 2 weeks.
It'll probably be launched the week
the ahead. Day before we leave.
Yeah. See you there. And they're like, ah.
But we have a large screen TV so we can put, you know, sponsors up there. We can Skype people in.
Well, we have the old signs over there in the corner. maybe periodically, Jason, you could just hold one up.
Every now and then.
Just YM360.
Nostalgia. You know, totally.
Leader Treks. Yeah. We should.
Oh, yeah. People would totally want
those. YM360.
Yeah.
Leader Treks. Hundreds. Maybe, I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe the sponsors want their signs back, though.
They're not really their signs.
Oh. Yeah, we made them.
But you know what? These podcasts live forever.
Forever.
And so, forever. Like, the sponsors, like, you know, remember those slackers, Use Specialties, Azusa Pacific?
Oh, boy.
Those guys that used to be sponsors.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, I do. They're still getting play.
Sure.
Because YouTube, iTunes, other buzzwords.
Google Play.
Google
no,
Play.
That's, no. That's no. not a thing.
Twitter.
So anyway, we are in the new studios, which we now actually
right
have
now.
Room for guests.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we do. We have a guest
we
with
have a
us
guest
today.
Here.
It's not painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people who get a nose job say.
Yeah.
He just got plastic surgery.
My nose is a little crooked, and so I just wanted to fix.
He was too ugly before that.
No, but he was like the greatest person on, I mean, seriously, find for me because he coaches varsity football, so loves the youths a ton. You
know what they say.
So fun.
You can't play.
Okay. He was an excellent player at some point.
He was good. And, I wouldn't say it.
But he's excellent also player. So
weren't we all?
On our youth ministry team. He's the best.
On your what?
He is on our team, so he's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so it's great. Fun to have. Yeah.
So we now basically what we're saying is we have room for an audience.
So we have one in our live studio audience today. That's all.
Are you glad you came? Are you having fun so far?
One of the podcasts I listen to is called Vox, V-O-X. It's Mike Erie, who is unbelievable.
Mm.
And he's just started doing, they like, I don't know if they sell tickets or raffle tickets, but they pretty much are doing like live shows.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now we're on. We're on to something.
We need to have a live audience.
Well, if you come to Orange, there will be a live audience, right? We're going to let a few people in.
Oh, man.
We're going to let a few people in. That's all that's ever going to show up. But we're going to let them in.
That's really the only time that
people
I really
come.
Like Miguel on the podcast.
Oh, his live shows were nuts.
Because you really never knew what
he's
he was going to say.
Such a performer.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
Do you remember one time
he wore
a
live show gives me anxiety.
A tracksuit. He had a full-on velour tracksuit on.
It was natural. That was when we got Katie.
Yeah.
That's right. That was Katie's announcement.
First. Yeah.
Slash, I think you texted her in the middle of the live show. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We've all been there.
So anyway, I thought this was a very nice email because we are in the house that Foddy built.
Yes, we are.
For those of you that don't know, Foddy is somebody who supports Download Youth Ministry. He's just a friend of mine.
He's a friend of mine,
He's
too.
My friend.
He's my
More
friend
More my
as
friend
well.
Than Josh's.
Yeah. He's our friend. Let's just let it
Josh's
be
Josh's office is right next to Foddy's. So
yeah, I want to be close.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Keep your enemies close.
And your friends closer.
So this is from... It's from our buddy Todd Peerage. Todd is he's a DYM 100 person.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an author.
Download Youth Ministry University
games.
Subscriber as well.
Yeah, there you go.
He's all about it.
He says, Foddy, I know I'm late to the game, but I was listening to episode 303 tonight at the gym, which surprised me that he goes to the gym. But anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Sorry,
and immediately
Todd.
Stopped listening
when
Doug
shaming.
Asked us to thank you. I literally got off the treadmill and wrote this email. Foddy, DYM and DYM 100 have been and continue to be life and ministry changing for me. I know Doug and Josh are always joking about how much money you lost, but in the few times we've talked, I have seen... I believe you see it as money invested and not lost. But just in case, I hope this email will adequately show you how much I appreciate and how much you have invested in me. As far as the offices go, thank you so much for allowing the DYM team to continue to do what they do. I certainly hope you get a tour. I certainly hope we get a tour at the Author Summit, which he did. You are an incredible guy, and although I don't know you well, I'm truly thankful to know you as much as I do.
Oh,
that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
you know,
that's class.
Any excuse to get off the treadmill. That's what I say. You know, I just need to get off this thing.
You know
I need
what?
To
there
write
is
Foddy.
A, there is a principle here.
Right now.
The principle here, too, one is affirmation. But two, there's a lot of people behind the scenes. I mean, we're all upfront people.
Yep.
You know, we speak, we teach, we lead. You know, there's a lot of people that are behind the scenes, like a Foddy, who don't, I mean, they give and they serve maybe in more pure and genuine motive ways than we do when we step on stage.
It doesn't get much more pure than Katie Edwards, but I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Keep going.
But just to say, like, who are those people in our lives, in our ministries that we, that we could kind of pause and go, okay, who needs to be thanked? Who needs to be honored? Who needs to be valued in our ministry? And anyway,
I like too that he said, you know how you guys were joking so much about the money and losing stuff.
Yeah, losing money at AYM 100.
You know, I mean,
it wasn't a joke. Keep going.
No, it wasn't a joke. But you know, I mean, the investment into all of those youth ministries and all of those churches is just, it's so huge. So, I mean, I think that's something that sometimes helps loss not feel so much like a loss.
Well, I've told Josh before, I mean, it's his ministry. Like, he sees this as his ministry. And when you think about DYM, you go, okay, we charge $3 for a game or a sermon or something like that. And we give $1.50 back to the author. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not much margin to build a ministry slash business
on,
where you have web developers and artists and people, and there's not much. So behind the scenes is some investments, and and that's Fadi.
Yeah.
I mean, including the office and the studio. And
absolutely.
I mean, awesome.
He built in this whole building, he built this studio for
us.
For us.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And I love the fact that the honor for the way Todd wrote that, just giving honor where honor is due. And I'll never forget, you said at a purpose-driven youth conference one time, you talked about this idea of taking 5 minutes a day to write one note, even if it's once a week, where you schedule that into your time, where you send somebody that needs an encouragement or a thank you to show honor in that way, and how far it could go. I'm not a note writer, and I'll never forget that. And it kind of turned me into a semi-note writer, if you will.
Claim
it. It's gone miles. It's been so valuable. So maybe that's an encouragement today for everybody to go write a thank you letter show honor to somebody, you know, in their ministry.
Yeah, just leave the show running in the background and write notes.
Most people do anyway.
That's right. Finish your lunch or whatever.
Get off the treadmill.
Get off the treadmill,
Write a note right now.
You know, one of the guys that Josh and I have really come to like a lot, his name is Frank. said a lot.
Did you say put up with or I went?
So Frank Gill has become a friend of ours through DYM. And Josh and I were talking about, we probably should not talk about this on
I'm worried what you're going to say.
Well, we've been talking about doing a DYM podcast network.
I love it when Doug and I talk about things and then all of a sudden he just tells everybody.
We're thinking about it.
Floating the idea past people to see if it
I've
works.
Been thinking about, what if Ron,
who's the greatest,
is the greatest, your husband,
Mrs. Katie,
and
Mr. Katie,
Kathy,
the other way.
my wife, Josh.
Yeah.
I don't know if Angela would or
I think
not.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun to ask.
And I don't really know your wife, Jason, or I would include her in that. But to say, like, what if they did a spouses podcast?
Part of the network, the
and
DYM
it was part
podcast
of the DYM
network.
Podcast network. It's some stuff that we, it's an angle that we don't go after.
I think it'd be good. And Ron would have some
would
great
be
insight.
The gentlest, quietest podcast ever.
No, I think Angela's very insightful.
And when she gets fired up and passionate,
Kathy will, she can lead the whole thing.
For sure. If she asks Ron direct questions, then they should be okay.
Yeah.
But Ron is honest and he's
totally.
And he is insightful too.
And he has opinions for sure.
He definitely does.
Can he talk about science also? Like, can
science?
He talk about, you know, just his favorite things, dinosaurs? Things like that.
Creation versus evolution.
Yeah. Maybe that could be another
podcast network.
In the network.
DYM Podcast Network coming soon, apparently, because Doug just spilled the beans.
No, but I told Frank.
Well,
I
so Frank has a show or could
Frank
have
tie in?
A show.
Yeah,
on that.
Frank has a show.
Frank.
Yeah, you know about it.
I've seen it. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
15 Minutes with Frank. It's on iTunes, Google Play.
He's a funny guy.
And basically, he's a warm guy. I mean, he's funny, but he's also very warm and genuine.
Yeah.
Totally likable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, we, you know. If people aren't genuine or humble or they're just not that.
You can't be in the podcast network that we're now launching today.
How did you guys meet him?
He's one of our DYM
he's
contributors.
I had lunch with him last week. I was in Chicago and he showed up at this youth pastor lunch thing we were doing and we got to hang out.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I like him.
So anyway,
like him a lot.
He does this thing called 15 Minutes with Frank and he just talks about what he did at youth group the night before.
Fun.
And it's clever. Really practical. Share ideas.
What, he points towards good resources, great videos, games, yeah, sermon
just,
stuff,
he's
whatever.
Just clever and cool. So I thought if we started a network, he would be our first one. But we don't have a network. But
we might have a second show with some spouses.
What you can go to frankgill.me. Anyway.
That's great.
Well, there you go.
Wow. I'm excited to start watching 15 Minutes with Frank.
Like youth pastor of the DYM 100. Youth Pastor of the Year or something. Did you give him a trophy at your house?
We did come up with a lot of trophies at the DYM 100. I don't know if we can talk about that.
No, because we have DYM 100.
Yeah, I was joking.
Coming up.
I was just joking.
Yeah, way to kill it.
This is why we like you a little less than Frank.
Oh. Yeah. Shoot.
We still like you. Just
this is a question from John Batch. John Batch is a youth pastor in Dearborn Hills at United Methodist Church.
Michigan.
He said, in episode 311, you mentioned meeting regularly with a team. I like it. It's like referring to, we're at 313, so this is 311.
Todd Peerage was 303. This is great.
I like that. And send your questions to podcast at downloadyouthministry.com.
That's
podcast to downloadyouthministry.com.
Dramatic pause.
So John says, you mentioned meeting regularly with your team. How do you do that? It isn't as easy as it seems. Could you give some suggestions or examples on how we do that within the world of busy leaders? And he says, P.S. You know me, fill in the blank, support of the Rewinder, use Chem in a sentence yesterday, know McGill's names, and have ear damage from his laughter. Griffin gave me some green room goods at YS, had lunch with Doug and Josh in Chicago at a meetup, helped a friend shot Jason in a workshop at SYMC, maybe shoot. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Katie, well, she's amazing. And I got to pray for her in Chicago between her teaching. I am blessed to learn from you.
That is he's proven it. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Like, if there was a fifth chair at the table, I belong.
Yeah. Frank Gill would be in that chair, but John would be massaging Frank Gill's shoulders.
Yeah. No, Frank would have his own podcast. Yeah.
You get started with John.
I don't know.
Hey, the Frank and John show. I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
team, he says, you know, you guys talked about meeting regularly with a team. What does that mean?
It's good.
Katie, what does regularly mean for you?
You think he's talking about
I
our
think he's talking
leaders.
About a volunteer team. Yeah.
Well, for us, I love when we can be face to face. I mean, I love sending out stuff for them and, you know, texting and things like that and staying in contact, but I do like FaceTime with our volunteers. I just think there's so much that happens in that.
Yeah.
So we meet almost monthly, not necessarily for just training, but we take the summers off. So it's really hard to gather team in the summer. So usually we just have leaders showing up for different things that we have going on. But September through May, we have some sort of monthly connect. December is a Christmas party. May is an appreciation time. And I don't always get 100% of leaders, but I'm hoping in the course of the year, I see them at least maybe three or four times in all of those opportunities to connect. So probably, you know, 65% of our team shows up each week or each month. That's not always the same 65%. So, but even just a few connect points throughout the year where we can be face to face, I think is so valuable. So,
you know, a great phrase that I stole from Reggie Joyner, who's the head of Orange, which is our primary sponsor.
OrangeConference.com.
Yeah. is that he, you know, he has a line, you can't get on the same page until you get in the same room.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good phrase.
I love him.
It's a good phrase. Yeah. I hate to even give credit to him on that, but.
Because it's that good. You just want yourself or what?
No, I know he doesn't.
Did you hear what Doug Field said about.
Yeah. Oh, same room, same conference. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Doug, that's profound.
But yeah, so it is difficult to get everybody in the same page. You know, we think we have just solved one of the problems with training, not to get people in the same room, but there is an element of that. You can't always get them together.
Right.
You know, the email that went out to our DYM world, it was a letter from me saying, you know, I remember when the fax machine first came out, I was so excited that I would write up little leader trainings and fax it to them. And then we started using cassettes and I would record a little training or get somebody else to record a little training and give it to them on cassettes. And I thought it was so cool when I got those purple cassettes.
They were 3 cents more. I have some of those.
I probably need one just for my archive to be buried in my coffin.
Because bolted to the top of the coffin.
That purple cassette was like, I am so cool. It's purple. People are going to pick this up
because it's purple.
It's see-through purple.
Sure. Cutting edge. Doug's always been on the
cutting edge youth pastor.
Training volunteers. That's right.
But then, you know, this month we launched Download Youth Ministry University, which is a bunch of 24 training videos that are 10 minutes each. Okay. Katie is on in class 101. Mm. Yours is excellent. Really be 201, maybe even 401. It's pretty advanced.
We debated it, but we were already pretty far down the road when we were like,
we wanted the 101 people to experience Katie.
Yeah.
Because Katie's going to record some more videos for us.
Yeah. Well, and that one's one that kind of hits you when you're a new youth pastor. You really don't know where to begin. So I think it's in the right spot.
Yeah. So the idea with the Download Youth Ministry University, we barely mentioned it once on the show because I found this out because we beta tested it with our Download Youth Ministry 100 people. Mm-hmm. And so we gave them, you know, said if anybody wants access or whatever, they purchased it. I can't remember. We gave them a discount to beta and poke holes in it. What works? What doesn't work? And we're like, keep this a secret. Keep this a secret. Keep this a secret. And then all of a sudden some names are ordering, you know, getting the site license. And I'm like, you didn't go to DYM 100.
Yeah, how'd you know about it?
How'd you know about it? And one guy writes back, says, you talked about it on the podcast. I can't believe
that. Oh, shoot.
People are going to start asking me about the podcast network now. And I'm like, where did we did? That's not a thing.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing now.
Thanks a lot, Doug. No, thanks a lot.
Innovation.
Yeah. Always on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to relieve that tension point. Yeah.
Yeah, that you're going to be able to provide some great training for people through Download Youth Ministry University. It doesn't solve the problem of getting them in the same room, which is an issue with busy leaders. But I think we have tackled the how to make you win with busy leaders, training how to go. Yeah. It's really, really good. If you want to check it out, there's a free sample course on dymuniversity.com.
It is. Yeah, that's it.
Well, one of the number one questions I get all the time from other youth pastors are, what is your like training scope or what is your path or your pattern for how to train your volunteers? And for me, you know, I have a scope that we kind of work through, you know, but I've been doing it for a little while. So I think what this provides is just a really cool kind of scope and pathway for you if you're trying to figure out how to create some well-rounded training for leaders. Absolutely. And that partnered with team time. Like I think, you know, one of the things that I learned from you, Doug, early on with volunteers was just that anytime we're gathering them, value their time. So volunteers want to have fun. They want to be in community together. They want to eat food together. They want to share stories and highlights of what's going on. They want to hear about what God's doing, you know, in our ministry as a whole. And so the training stuff is actually the easiest stuff to distribute. Mm-hmm. And then the team time can really kind of become this like community praying for each other, sharing stories type of time. And both of those partnered together, I think, are really great team
really
times.
Good. What I would have added to it was stories and celebration. When you get together, however often that is, 3 times a year or every month or whatever, do what you can with technology. And I think this helps with that technology end of course, but man, make stories and celebration part of your culture. That is life-giving. That is re-upping. Oh, yeah. That is longevity building.
Yeah. Training is out there. It's available. You don't have to recreate the wheel. One of my favorite like tweets that I see is when people will show their team around a television set and it's one of our training videos. I love that. Because that way it's just add water, save that person 10-15 hours of prepping.
Totally. And in the living room, in a home. Those are great opportunities with your leaders.
Well, and if you can't always get your team together, because, you know, you said 65%, Katie. You know, if all of a sudden now 35% of my team isn't there.
Right? Yeah.
And if I have 10 volunteers, so that really means that I need 3 coffees during the month.
Right.
To bring everybody up to speed.
Hey, I missed you at the meeting. I want to get together with you and talk about some of the things, find out what's going on. you know, hey, and don't miss the next meeting or I'll kill you. You know, maybe not kill. Kills extreme.
That's
but it is tricky to make it worth their time. Like, the people are busy. So sure. If it's not worth their time, they're going to vote really quickly with their feet. So how do you create something like that is something that can't be done over email, something that has to be done in person?
Well, and they have to be connected to you or to other people, because people come to people. They don't come to a meeting. So I'm excited to see my friends when I'm invited to something like that. Like, I want to sit with my friends. So, you know, I think that's a big part of your meeting too. It's just the community piece.
I agree. And you're actually really good at that too. I had so many high school leaders that served in junior high, and their favorite time was just hanging around a table, eating food, rubbing shoulders, talking, telling stories. Yeah. I heard that over and over and over again.
It's cool. And it has to be more than that as well, but that's finding the combo. Sure. Katie, I don't know if we have a date on the calendar yet, but you and me, and I don't know if it's you and me and Josh or it's you and me, but we're going to record something for Download Youth Ministry on volunteers.
Cool.
I agree.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Here's a good question from Tim Wadsworth. He said, and I think Tim Wadsworth is coming to one of the DYM 100s.
He is too.
I recognize the name.
Yep. I always get Wadsworth and Wildsmith. They're both pretty active on Twitter. So I'm always like, which one are you? I don't know. I've just given up. Yeah. So Tim, welcome to the show.
Yeah. What are some good service project tips or ideas that you can give us to take our outreach to community from good to great? Hmm. And part of the reason that I put this on the top was because I was just thinking, Katie, you just got back from spring break trip.
A couple weeks ago.
Which, by the way, Jason, did you just get back from a tanning salon? Or
you look rugged, straight rugged.
Really?
Yeah, I'm slightly jealous.
It was nice.
And when you're my age and you get sun like that, it just turns to liver spots.
He takes excellent care of his skin, though. Look at that.
Who?
Jason.
Oh, Jason. I actually don't. Thank you.
No way. Sorry. No way. Bronzer.
Detoured.
Interesting tangent.
New foundation he's using.
Katie, what'd you do on your spring break trip? And then let's be thinking of some questions. What are some good service projects or ideas that you can give us to take our outreach to the community from good to great?
Yeah, we it was a weekend and it was a really cool retreat. We students showed up Friday night and we just did some initial kind of get their heart ready to serve. But it was local. It was only 20. We were only staying 20 minutes away at a really cheap retreat center. And Saturday and Sunday, we put them into teams and they went out to serve. They had three different serve projects out in the community. So it was really cool because, you know, every team did really different stuff. With junior high, especially, I love a balance between a little bit of manual labor and relational stuff. Because junior hires do really good with hands-on stuff, but they're really stretched in the relational stuff, which is good. So everything from, we were in probably six different nursing homes, you know, doing all sorts of fun stuff with elderly people. They were working at our local schools. So we called all the local junior highs and asked how we could come and serve at their campuses, which was kind of fun. So went to one of their campuses and did some beautification stuff. We went to the Veterans Hospital. We did motel ministry, which was going to a couple of the local motels in the morning. Students would make breakfast and then they helped put on a church service and invited everybody in the motel. So a lot of stuff, probably half of the projects that we did, we went to our church and just said, what's going on in the community that you know of that we can partner with, which is really cool. A couple of ministries in the church actually created special events. So our adoption foster ministry just planned a picnic for all the families and our students came and served all the food and set up all the games and everything. And it ended up being really cool. So we kind of went to people in our church ahead of time and said, we've got this cool thing. And it was really neat. Other ministries created serve projects for us to participate in. So, and then we went out into the community and just partnered with all sorts of different people. So it was a really cool thing. So Friday night to Sunday afternoon, we did like three chapels at night and kind of debriefed and that kind of thing. But then they did three really different serve projects together, which was really cool.
That's great.
My son went on the trip. Austin went and he was definitely challenged by the relational side.
Yeah.
Like that is, he's a relational guy, so he likes it. But all of his stories were around the physical stuff. So they were like sorting recyclables. So we have this bucket at our church that says, you know, every 10 cans equals a Bible. Mm-hmm. And so we bring our recycling every week or whatever. whatever, but it's a totally different perspective when you're now going through all of the stuff that has been offered to the church and recycling bottles and cans and stuff. So I think it was a really fun new dimension to, we don't just bring our recyclables. Now we're going to sort it, clean it, and turn that stuff into bottles. Here's where your money goes. Really, really fun. But the physical was easy for him.
Yeah.
The relational was a stretch.
The stretch.
It was good. Yeah. And I'm around a lot of old people right now.
Yeah, totally. Some of our students did a choose your own serve too. So the teams came up with, they all brainstormed something to do.
Which is code for, we couldn't find any more projects.
Well, they have like, you know, and a 2 hour time frame in between projects. And so we were like, okay, we'll come up with something as a team.
Yeah.
Which is really fun when you throw that to junior high and high schoolers of, what do you think we can do? You know, we have $50. What are we going to do with it? You know, so
awesome.
We had students, they went and purchased cheeseburgers and went and passed them out in like a park that had homeless people. And I don't know, it was just a really cool, very easy, very low cost.
Well,
in our community.
Yeah, easy for you. Doesn't sound, I mean, a lot of
legwork.
But I would say, like, that's a marquee serve event. Like, if you're putting a serve event on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10.
Yeah.
You know, through a 3 day,
absolutely.
All the stuff going on, you're kind of a combo camp, discipleship now, we can retreat together. But I think on the 1 to 5 range, you know, I made up this thing last year when I spoke at Orange called the Wheel of Service. And I took the DYM games app, and we created, like, every week when I was doing some speaking and consulting at the church down the street, I would say at the end of Sunday, hey, you know, when we leave today, here's our Wheel of Service. This is what we're going to do this week. And one time, it was just like 3 options. Affirm your parents every day. Buy a teacher a surprise coffee or something like that. And I forget, you know, what another one would be.
Pick up trash in your lunchroom or
whatever. Something sort of, where, you know, not everybody's going to do it, but you kind of spin the wheel and they're like, oh, okay. Hey, and you set the expectation that this week everybody's going to taste service. The next week we're going to come back and share stories. Now, does everybody do it? No. But a lot of them could.
But it's a tangible challenge.
It's a tangible, super simple. It's a scale of a 1 to 2. I think sometimes, like when Tim writes, how do we move from good to great? I actually think great is weekly.
Could be.
So let me go a little weird for a second.
I like
that. What if, now I realize I'm not a full-time youth pastor in the trenches anymore, but I think, you know, let's say you got some volunteers. Okay. Now I realize this might be if you have 10 volunteers, and some people that's nothing. Other people are going, I dream of 10 volunteers, but let's just say you have 10, and let's say 2 of them are service minded, or, you know, if you get, say, would you do it once a month at a nursing home? Would you, you know, find this close by, like you did, Katie, close by service opportunities? And then you said, hey, this week after church, you know, Sarah is taking a group to the convalescent home.
Yep.
And see, and who cares if 2 kids go?
Right.
Though for those 2 kids, they got to taste service that week.
Yeah.
It's not sweat off your back as a youth pastor. You're not, maybe you don't have to go every week.
Program's over, service is over. They jump in a car and
they
go.
They jump in a car and they go do that. And somebody else the next week does something else.
Yeah. And they're grabbing coffee and they're talking about what they heard. It's real organic.
Exactly. And it taps into volunteers' hearts and passion. So, you know, sometimes those volunteers come up and they want it to be like, can we build an entire ministry around recycling? Well, great idea, especially if you live in Seattle. But, you know, what if you just, hey, once a month, why don't you take a couple kids and we'll announce it, we'll promote it. But we'll, you kind of
turn over the compost pile
the all the time. Like, here's something that you can do this week. Here's something you can do next week.
I like it.
And instead of being disappointed that a bunch of people don't show, you'd be thrilled when one shows.
So what if you turn your needs in the youth room into that too? Like, clean up the youth room afterwards or something like that, where you can even like say, hey, just serve quick before you go. They don't even have to get into a car, but just say, straighten up the room, pick up the trash, run through the pews in the church and grab the, you know, old communion cups or whatever it is you have laying around, offering envelopes or something.
Yeah, I think the point is, if you want to move from good to great, you give opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, so we can't guarantee that kids are going to walk with Jesus when they graduate from our ministries. We can't guarantee it, but we can at the end of that time be able to say, we did everything we could to point them in the direction of Jesus and service and provided opportunity. We didn't just entertain them. we provide service opportunities for.
I know when Austin came back, one of his biggest takeaways was because he got to go to Rwanda this year. He got to go to Africa with our junior high ministry, which is amazing. I think his biggest takeaway was, wow, there is so much need right here at home. Yeah. Like, it's easy to see in Africa and you're traveling the world to do it and all that. But I think his biggest takeaway at the park with homeless people was, oh my goodness, we're 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're insulated or just busy and they don't see it. Like, I love that what service brings to the equation. Yeah. Like, it's really good for their hearts.
That's the point, right? Too, if we're talking service projects or mission minded, we want them to see that the world is bigger than their tiny little, you know, box in front of them. And so we give them opportunities for that. Something that I was just going to add too, something really fired up my teams was letting them take ownership of it. So anytime we had our team meetings where we would sit around and kind of brainstorm and say like, hey, you know, I'm going to give the next 10 minutes and break up into groups of three or four. What would be some incredible service project we could do as a team? And then they like own it and they select it.
Well, their passion
stuff just, the fire just goes off the charts.
Yeah, it's good.
And then they you let them lead it. You work yourself out of a job.
That's good. I like that. Hey, we're going to, we talked about doing two short shows. Let me end with this question, and then we'll jump in and record whatever the next one would be. 314?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 315, the live show?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
We got to hustle, though, because I've got a deviated septum that I got to take care of.
I got to get that looked at.
This is from James Hompton.
James.
Hi, Doug, Josh, Katie, Hotel Jason, and the rest of the DYM team. I just finished listening to episode 310. Again, once again, referring
recent,
to a...
It's a recent, specific show.
That is helpful. Like, I do, too.
I know.
We need to start doing that more. Yeah. Hey, you know, the other thing we need to start doing more, I keep getting bothered that I don't say this enough from our
people. LeaderTreks.org.
Doug and Angie are on the phone. Why did you not mention?
They are so great.
Oh, and then I say, I'm sorry, I just had to just talk about YM360. There it goes.
That's a way to do it.
Aren't these chairs great?
They are.
Waiting for this kind of stuff for races.
Not as quiet.
Yeah, not as quiet. Elliot's job is going to be tough to edit out that noise, but YM360 will love that. I don't even remember what I was saying.
If you are
a regular for the DYM podcast, would you go on iTunes and leave a review?
You do need to talk about that more.
Yeah. That's fun looking at them. I love looking at them.
There are some really great ones out there. Very clever.
They were, Allison printed some out for me because she apparently didn't think I could go online and look at them. But
you print so much stuff, Fields. There is a printer here.
I like
here
a hard copy. I get it.
He is a hard copy guy.
I like
Josh,
a hard copy.
I'm not even going to get you into Josh.
Don't.
Yeah. Josh, I'm going, I call him like once a month.
Oh, this is awesome.
Once a month.
I just changed my voice.
It's Josh's voicemail is, hi, this is Josh. I'm not here. And my voicemail doesn't receive messages, so don't leave one. Text me at...
I hate voicemail so much. It's caused me to lie on my voicemail.
Lie to the people.
No, it didn't work one time. And then I was like, I'm going to record this right now while it's broken. Yeah, it was Sprint's fault.
That's true. Here's the deal.
Were you in the middle of a question?
No, I was... Yeah.
Just go. That's
Josh
leader
and I
checks
are best friends. We do download youth. You'd think that when I'd call, he'd pick up the phone every once in a while. I don't call him that much.
One time I did. It was like 2 months ago.
That was like a year ago.
He just screams.
His voicemail says, if you really want to talk to me, text me.
I know.
I text him and say,
Josh,
I'm calling you. So
it's very
pick up.
That helps.
I'm getting ready to call you. I have a question.
Can you call me? I got to talk to you.
Answer.
Okay, anyway, James Hompton says... I just finished listening to episode 310 and thought I would share my story about side hustling. Remember we talked about
side hustle. That's right.
Making how youth workers make money on the side. Yeah. First off, I lead the children's and youth ministry of our church, overseeing 70 volunteers. Wow, you really need DYMU.com. Recently, my church had to cut the budget back. Oh, probably can't
never
afford it. I was already renting out my detached garage, getting royalty checks from my resources on DYM that away.
Okay.
And teaching drum lessons. Shout out to Jason.
Hey. Oh.
After this, I needed to find another way to bring income in for my family. I approached the elders of our church with the idea to start substitute teaching in the local school districts 1 or 2 days a week. The elders gave me their blessing and see it as a part of my ministry, and I really love it. It provides me an opportunity to know students that I would never know otherwise. They overhear other students talking to me about our ministry, which leads to an invite. Plus, I have downtime allowing me to work on projects for church, and the pay beats delivering pizza. It's a win-win for me and something I plan to do, even if money isn't the motivation in the future. How great is
that's
that?
Incredible.
I love that.
Wow.
You know, there's many times in 30 years of being a youth pastor where I thought, I wish I would have been a school teacher.
That's a good.
You know, I mean, or should I substitute? I mean, I really did mess with that a lot. I never went down that direction.
Could have been a high school football coach. Lots of options.
I was actually good in high school, so people that are good don't, don't coach. That's not true.
What a gift.
I wasn't that good.
In this.
I mean, they didn't have film back then to verify.
Black and white, reel to reel.
Leather helmets.
Yep.
Shoot, yes.
Well, that's why.
All right, you guys are all wonderful. Yep. Thank you for listening to Download Youth Ministry Podcast. Jason, as always, a treat, senior pastor.
It's wonderful being here.
And you look good.
Tan, bronzer.
Tan, vacation, whatever it was, sunscreen. Yeah.
Do it again.
Sun lamp, all that stuff. Katie.
Yeah. You're like an Idaho baked potato. You look great.
Not even sure I understand.
Jason.
That. All right. Hey, next show.
Next show, 313, 14.
We actually have some doozies.
Oh,
let's see.
I don't know if I'm ready for a heavy show.
Okay. I'm gonna let's end this one. Then I have to sneeze.
I'm gonna get a protein bar. Some crushed ice. Thank you, Fadi.
Okay.
All right, let's
end this. Okay. Bye. That's how I'm going to end the shows now.
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.